Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Weekly Highlight Podcast. This week, we began our in-season series. As football has officially begun all over the country, we were joined by several high-profile coaches and experts, and will be for a large part of the season. Starting off the week was Brian Kite, the founder of DailyDiscipline.com. Here, Kite addresses the importance of preparation.
When that moment arrives, when any moment arrives, whatever was done in preparation is going to get exposed in performance. That you're either going to train well enough to win, or you're going to wish that you had. That's what I always think of. So I've been doing a circuit of attending camps all over the country, and I don't think most coaches, well, I know most coaches don't. I get this really unique vantage point because I get to go around and I get to be in all these rooms, staff rooms, team rooms, meeting rooms of all these different teams of college football, some high school, mostly college right now, all across the country. And teams in California and Florida and Ohio and Texas and Tennessee and Arkansas and Washington, all over the place. And what's so interesting to me about that is that here's all these teams prepping. There's all these coaches prepping, and they're all doing the same basic thing. They're meeting, they're watching film, they're having discussion, they're practicing, they're doing walkthroughs, they're lifting. The structure, for the most part, is the same. It's only the details and the quality of the effort that changes. And I pass on the message to all of them. Everybody else is doing this right now. What separates you? What separates you? So that is every part of what I see in the offseason in this camp and all of that, every part I see is there is preparation right now being done that is going to be exposed in performance. And when that exposure happens, some people are going to be very, very pleased with the results. Other people are going to be disappointed. That's what makes competition so fun. And I guess the way that I think about it, is, and tell me if this makes sense. Right now, teams are training in the dark. They've been training in the dark for a long time. And then when kickoff happens, that's when the lights turn on. And the hard part about training in the dark is that you can't see your progress as clearly as you do under the light. This is bigger than football. So much of life is about training in the dark. It's about training when you don't see the results. You don't see the payoff.
Next, a regular on the show, Rob Everett, stopped by to discuss how using virtual reality can improve your players' thinking.
You're able to expose your players, and you also don't box them into memorizing them. You're able to show so many different things that the players are now applying rules and concepts rather than remembering specifically that it's this front and it's this play and I have that guy. I think what I've found in my experience, I'm sure it's the same way, is that you're looking at it that your players are becoming more, you know, conceptual with the scheme. And that's ultimately what week one needs to be about, is your concept, your scheme, because there are going to be so many unknowns that are out there. Yeah, so using the Go Army Edge app, you know, we're talking in season also. Guys are just heading into week one or just finishing week one. So let's talk about functional things. So what I would want you to do, and if you email me or Twitter at me and tell you, is focus on pre-snap. You know, so motion checks, shifts, breaking a huddle, you know, offensively, secondary rotation, you know, cap, overhang, pressure people, front identification. Because all that is created so quickly, and there's the foundation in the app that's already created. So you can pull a playbook out there that it's in generic terminology, so you may have to change some things, but you can copy that example playbook that's out there and get started right away. And there's not a real big learning curve because you're not fitting people and you're not trying to move things post-snap. And I can tell you, I'm doing those things, doing some consulting work at all levels of football this season with exactly that, and I'm giving the same advice at those levels that I am right now.
For Wednesday, we were joined once again by former NFL coach Charlie Coyner and USA Football content coordinator Zach Dunn to break down plays from the Miami versus Florida game this last weekend. Here, Coyner and host Keith Grabowski describe how the zone read can become a speed option in creating the angle for blockers.
sometimes plays are put in not necessarily because it's just the greatest play that you're running. Sometimes it's put in to help the other play. I think back to our coaching coordinator podcast last year that when I did with Art Kaufman from formerly North Carolina, Cal, and defensive coordinator so many places. And Art is the one that really helped me when I was at North Carolina coaching the defensive line. What everything was predicated where the back was. I mean, we set our whole defense not worried about 3-by-1 or 2-by-2, but because of the zone read and everything was where the back was. So you put one little thing like that in and put a little doubt in the defense's mind, and really you may get some yardage on that speed option, but what you've actually done is your base play or the read option. Now you enhance that twofold.
100%. You always look for some of those constraints, and I've always felt anytime you have that defender who can really just settle in and play on one thing, the game starts to flow a little bit easier for him. And when you can do some things that keep him off balance, back to the days where you would use that tight end, and sometimes that tight end's coming and blocking down on him, sometimes he's being reached by the guy who's over him. I mean, the more things he has to think about and prepare for and react to, the tougher it becomes. So something like this that, that guy, you're leaving him alone all the time, and now all of a sudden you've left him alone, but the ball goes outside of him, certainly starts to slow him down a little bit, and that really, I think, is the objective of a play like that.
On Thursday, Andy Ryland, Senior Manager of Education and Training at USA Football, joined the show to talk about using sudden changes in practice to prepare your players for in-game situations. Ryland made sure to address sudden changes with coaches as well.
I mean, I've heard stories from Gary Patterson at TCU of one day a week of practice. He does not get scout team script, so he's getting real-time information on here's the personnel, and he's practicing making calls to make sure he's on his game planning and he's ready for those situations. So a couple easy ways to do it, if you didn't want to have a full defensive period that went no script, right, if you could create a sudden change where the offense has a first down, choose your field zone, whatever you want, and then because the defensive coordinator doesn't know what's coming, he's going to get three varied formations in a particular field zone, and he's going to have to start thinking about, okay, what are my calls in this field zone against 11? Okay, they just rotated to 12. What are my calls in this thing? Make good calls. Offensively, you could very easily make a sudden change in which the offensive coordinator is unaware of, and maybe you put the ball on the 10-yard line. So he's now making some decisions on, hey, what formation do I want to get in? What personnel group do I want to be in? Second play, we move the ball up to the 5 yards. Is he going to go to goal line yet? Does he like his 12 personnel run package? Or does he want to stay in base? Okay, now we're on the one. So he's calling it in real live action how he would. And I think to make it smooth and streamlined, you could tell the defensive coach, hey, we have an unplanned offensive challenge period. After period X, we're going to give the offense 10 yards of score situation. Your guys know it. You know it's coming. You're prepared, but we're going to test him on his play call. And then whether it's the next day, 2 days later, or the next week, you want them to be not at regular intervals, I believe, so they don't know it's coming. Hey, you tell the offensive guy, hey, coming out of special teams, we have our test period for the defense. Get your three formations and three plays ready. I want them out of three different personnel groups, but we're not going to tell the defensive guys, and they're going to have to call it live based on, hey, 11, 11, 11, shoot, what's the call? Look at my sheet, ready, go. So I think we said it a lot last year. I think it's good enough for the players. It should be good enough for us in practice. It's definitely one of those things.
On Friday, our host Keith Grabowski took over, detailing more of the Go Army Edge app use. Here, Coach Grabowski tells us how virtual reality can help your running back.
Running back, I already mentioned him in blitz pickup, understanding where he needs to fit. Probably doesn't get enough work of that in practice all the time. This would be an opportunity to enhance that. I'm working things like if he has a choice route out of the backfield, or even putting him in run plays, again, first person, and allowing them to see where the hole's going to open up. Young running backs, if you get in the zone, always don't make those right decisions as it happens in real time. So you actually can put him in those situations. It feels like he is running towards the line of scrimmage. The brain is going to operate that way, where it is taking in this information exactly like he would on the play. He's certainly not doing the physical part, but mentally, he's starting to develop that vision of where he's going to have to cut, or he sees as he's looking, for example, at a combination block, that linebacker going over the top or that linebacker fitting underneath to help him make his decision. Again, really, it's up to you to figure out how you would use this and design it, but I'm telling you, with every single position, there's opportunities to enhance what your guys are doing. Literally, in minutes a day, you can get a quarter of reps, full game of reps, and 15 minutes. And I think that power is incredible when you think about how that works out over the course of a season. If you are getting a full mental game of reps every single day during the week, you've already played the game 3 to 4 times, let's say, by the time we hit Friday night.
Thanks for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast this week. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter account for coaches at @FBDevCoach. Read our show notes, analysis, and coaching articles at blogs.usafootball.com, and check out our systems for blocking, tackling, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. Finally, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as give us a 5-star review on iTunes. As always, be sure to check back next week for more one-of-a-kind content.